99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
All right, setting the bar. We always give you these stories. Set the bar for your day very low. All right? So you can look back on this moment and say, you know what? Who has two thumbs and didn't do that?
This guy.
This guy did. So if you can manage to make it through the day without going viral for climbing into a monkey cage and feeding them flaming hot Cheetos, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. I mean, I get it. You think that the monkeys look hungry and flaming hot Cheetos are delicious, but they frown upon that.
Yeah, they're not hungry for whatever you have. From KVIA.
It's the video that's been shared around the world, putting El Paso on the map for the wrong reason.
An El Paso woman seen over the weekend climbing into the spider monkey enclosure at the El Paso Zoo.
Okay.
Well, officials tell us she was trying to feed the animals. Today, we've learned she lost her job.
Yeah, Lucy did get fired. Sorry, spoiler alert. From her law firm.
Wow.
After
Wait, she worked at a law firm?
Yeah, she wasn't a lawyer. Apparently, she was like a clerk at a law firm. But still, you'd think that she would have a good understanding of the consequences of things like this. So Lucy decided she was going to climb into a monkey enclosure, start feeding them flaming hot Cheetos. Now, if you're thinking, okay, what kind of monkey? There were spider monkeys, which aren't very big monkeys. However, they could still do a lot of damage if they want to, you know, like spider monkeys,
yes.
Right?
I mean, there's an expression of like, right. I'm going to jump all over you like a spider monkey.
Spider monkey, yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. And Listen, flaming hot Cheetos are not part of a spider monkey's normal diet.
No.
And
no, they're not, for a reason.
Luckily, Lucy wasn't hurt, and the monkeys will probably be okay, too. Zookeepers said that, listen, flaming hot Cheetos are not on the menu. They could cause stomach issues and bowel disruptions in the monkeys. So basically, same as they would in humans, right?
Yeah, not good.
The director of the zoo even said, stupid. This woman was stupid and said they definitely plan to press charges, and it could set them back. Because the monkeys may need to relearn how to trust humans after this. So, yeah, that's kind of the bigger issue at play there.
Dang.
I do not, for the life of me, understand why people think they can jump into a zoo enclosure.
I don't know, because there have been, like, example after example after example that didn't work out well.
I think
they faced consequences. Bad things happen. And it looks like she just did it for the gram, because there's this Instagram profile, Fit Fam El Paso, that has the video. And it's like, you know, that's a lot of damage that she did for like 5 minutes on Instagram.
Yeah, let's not try to do that stuff for the clout. And for the love of God, can we stop getting in zoo enclosures?
Yeah, they are enclosed. For a reason.
They're wild animals.
Yeah. You just look outside of the glass, you wave, and you walk on by.
Right. So again, if you can manage. All right. I know, you know, Louisville Zoo, great exhibits.
They do look cuddly.
Great
you want to go pet them. That is not a petting zoo.
Yes,
that is not a petting zoo.
They have a petting zoo there.
Yes. There are certain. Okay. That is for that. Not there.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without climbing into the monkey cage to try to feed them flaming hot Cheetos, you're doing okay.
I mean, I'm laughing. It's bad, though.
It is bad. Yes, don't do that.
The snack of choice. Interesting choice.
That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.